That's right, ladies and gentlemen, live from the Screwball Whiskey Studios. Hey, guys, how you living? Are you doing well? Good. Glad to hear that. So, in this episode, I talked about a couple of songs in the beginning that I'm going to be releasing, or that I've already released. Actually, a couple of singles on the iTunes. And I talked about both of them. I told the story, basically. And, yeah, wanted to be sure to get the story out and let you guys hear the singles and that are available on iTunes, Google Play. Search Kelsey Hudgens on all those things. Or if you'd like a link to everywhere that it is available, you can click the description of this episode for both both singles, the links to both of the singles everywhere where they're available. They're two separate links, so click both of them. And then there are separate links in each of those links for where they're available. I know that that sounds complicated, but it's not. Trust me. Just click both of the links in the description of this episode on YouTube. Anywhere where there's a description, the links will be there. So click them and download them, please. Yeah, so also in this episode, I talked about the whole people overreacting to this Russia taking all of your pictures deal. Just because I'm not going to give away the punchline of this, basically. But, yeah, I talked about Russia and how everybody is viewing it now and all that stuff. And, yeah, so this one is safe to listen to for all of my Russian listeners, which I appreciate. My Russian downloads, all my visits and plays from Russia. Thank you for doing that. So this episode is safe to listen to. I there's nothing negative said. It's just kind of me poking fun at a lot of people who are around me. So anyway, that's what the episode's about. Please go to @mistuffpodcast.com. There are links to everything that I would like for you to click. If you guys want to help out at all and you're enjoying the content, there's a tip jar located on the front page of mistuffpodcast.com. It's the first thing that you see there under my original music. There's a link to the original music, and then there's a link to the tip jar. And underneath that, there's a link to Screwball Whiskey. So I invite you to click all three of those top links there, and the social media is also on that page. You can find me personally and the podcast all there. And also, I've upgraded the website a bit so that it now includes my singles. So there's links there as well. So everything that I would like to ask you to click can be found at mistuffpodcast.com, which I've worked pretty hard over the last few weeks to upgrade a bit. So please go check out my handiwork there. All right, I can't think of anything else that I need to tell you about. Tommy Tipton and Craig Kiefer may be doing an episode soon, but I'll let you guys know that more as it develops. So anyway, without further ado, episode number 153 of MI Stuff Podcast. Enjoy, motherfucker. Yeah, that's right. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Live to the world, live to YouTube. Yeah, live everywhere. So the couple of cool things that are going on before I go any farther, and I've already mentioned this in the intro, but I have released a couple of singles, and I'm going to be playing both of those singles throughout this podcast, and they are both available on iTunes and Google Play and Spotify and Deezer and Tidal, Amazon Music, Apple Music, Pandora. I'm pretty sure they're not on Pandora right yet. It takes a while for these things to to publish. Also, while I'm looking at it, old neighbor Matt, give me this little Brave shot cup that he says is probably 30 years old. And appreciate your brother Matt. He says, sit it on your podcast desk so it'll be part of the thing. I got to chop on. He wanted to add to it. So shout out to brother Matt. Yeah, so I released a couple of singles, and I want to maybe try and pull it up and show you where you can download those things, but I guess I could do this. All right, there we go. So I could share them both separately. Get the link to where you can download each of them, and I'll put those both in the description. And let's go get the other one. And they're called. What's up, Liz? How's it going? Where you been hiding? Copy that and bring that in on the description. So, yes, if and you don't mind, it's good to see your face. Jamie made me some new art. How do you like it? How do you like the new backdrop? It's good to be seen. It's good to see your face in that little picture there. So, yeah, like I've said, I know I'm repeating myself right here, but I'll get to where I'm completely focused on just talking here in a second, so I won't be bouncing all around and shit. But yes, I have released a single, two singles actually, and both of the links to those singles and everywhere you can download them are in the description of this video on YouTube. Audio folks, I invite you to go to YouTube and subscribe to MI Stuff Podcast, by Kelsey Hudgens on YouTube, and episode number 154 that we are in right now on the description of that. Yeah, it's the Twitter is the one. Twitter is awesome. I'm sort of new to the Twitter world, meaning within like the last year I've started really being serious about it. And I had a Twitter from way back when, but I've just recently started, you know, trying to utilize that side of social media as well. And it's fun. I love it too, Liz. Well, so much.
This is just a bad reception, honey.
Who spanked my hairy ass?
What's that?
That's what Twitter is. You know, it's just a whole bunch of people running around.
Stop me, beautiful!
And then, you know, most of the people that you see on there, you know, there's a few people where I'm just like, man.
What the fuck are you doing here?
Right? I mean, I just what's the point? I just don't get it, you know. I thought it was funny. I mean, I don't know whether people want it or not. Oh, okay. So they did enjoy it. Okay. So they did enjoy it. Those women are very thirsty. They really are. All these women out here being thirsty and whatnot. So, as I have aforementioned, I have two singles that I have released, and they are both available on iTunes. So, I'm going to play them. I'm going to play one of them. I'm going to play them in backwards order. Yeah, there is a lot of flirting on there. That's kind of gross. Just I think that people are, and Liz, this is a side note just to what we're talking about. I think that a lot of people are just seeking validation in any way possible. And they're just seeking validation in any way possible. So, you know, with that, sometimes will pop out as flirting 1,000%. How is there a way for me to? Okay, I got it. What I'm going to do is play just the audio but I am going to... What's up, Abby? Yeah, exactly. Old young mom or a young old mom in the crowd, and she writes an original request. Are you in the Myrtle Beach? Are you in the area? Of course it's not. It's not flirting if we do it. Yeah, so I want to be able to show you guys the artwork for this stuff. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to drop the artwork in the moon for each song. So the artwork, I need to go in here. I should have had all this stuff prepared, but you guys probably are well aware of the fact that I'm very unprepared. Okay. So the first one that we're going to do, I'll just leave that over there over top like that. That'll be fine. The first one that we're going to do is, I wonder what it'll look like in the bag. That's fine. I like that. So the first one we're going to do is called Ballad of the Unlucky Man. Oh, nice. Awesome. That's awesome, Abby. So yeah, I'm going to do that, and that looks fine. So the first one that we're going to listen to is the Ballad of the Unlucky Man. Sorry, audio folks. I know that this is kind of haphazard, and I was a little unprepared for, all this stuff. But anyway, the first one that I released is the Ballad of the Unlucky Man. Actually, I'll ask you guys. No, I'm going to do it the way I did. This is the second part of the story, and then we'll play you the first part of the story. We're going to Tarantino it. But this is the single that I released first. This one's called The Ballad of the Unlucky Man that can be downloaded on iTunes. The link in the description of this YouTube video will get you there. So here's this one.
Sins, I hope pearly gates will let me in. Said a man showed up last Tuesday in a brand new Model T. Said his boy went missing, was wondering if he'd been seen. Picture looked familiar to many folks here in this town. He was always with that farm girl, see him and her running round. Lay me down my wretched soul, one day I'll walk your streets of gold. Forgive me, Lord, for all my sins, hold pearly gates, so let me in. Mm-hmm. Saw him holding something, it wouldn't have mattered if he tried. Laid him down real easy, bleeding there out by the side of the boy that he was after. Those who seek, so shall they find. Lay me down, my wretched soul. One day I'll walk your streets of gold. Forgive me, Lord, for all my sins. Hope pearly gates will take me in.
I love those little creepy sounds that sneak in there towards the end. That one is called The Ballad of the Unlucky Man. So I've told the story before, but I haven't told it on the air, on the podcast yet. So the story goes that there is this guy who has caught his wife cheating on him with someone. And this is, by the way, I should have said, this is set in early 1900s, turn of the century, in somewhere out in Oklahoma. Yeah. Well, I'm glad. I can't wait to that. Let me know how it goes, Abby. But, so yeah, there's this guy who's found out that his wife's been cheating on him, running around with this guy, and once they realize that he is found out, they know that there'll be hell to pay, because this is turn of the century. You know, he's a farm guy. He's a farmer. He's got a farm in Oklahoma, somewhere out in that area, and he's just, these are hard men back in the day. So they know if they get found out, there will be hell to pay. So this guy ends up getting in a situation to where his wife and the guy that she's cheating with is found out. So they leave and they take a bunch of shit and just run, because that was the thing to do back then. You know, it wasn't so easy to find people back then. So they run off and leave this guy sitting there and dealing with all this stuff. And it's a tough time for him. So he's having a really hard time dealing with all this. And he responds in a way that this next song will describe. So, yeah, that's the thing. It was just run. That was all there was to do back then. So this is the first part of the song that you just heard. So the song you just heard is basically the sequel to this song. And that's 100% Justified Justice Can't Outrun Yourself. So this song is called It Ain't Mine. I started out at about 11:30 last night. I decided I was going to record this song, a new version of it, well enough to release. Single. I've already recorded a version of this with Cornbread And I've recorded like phone recordings and stuff of this. So, but I didn't have like an official recording of it yet of myself. You know, I like to do everything myself. Of course, I want to go elsewhere and record an album soon, which I'm going to. But I want to, you know, I want to have full creative control of something just to see what it sounds like. You know, I want to know if I could do just as decent of a job as anybody else. So this starts off with a man digging a hole and collecting his memories as he's doing so. And this is called It Ain't Mine.
Steel, making easy work of travel, now my word can be fulfilled. So I drove on up to Kansas in the pouring fucking rain. Didn't leave there till I found them. Now they're buried with my shame. Come hell or high water, good Lord willing, the creek don't rise. On a stack of Bibles tall as me, I swear I'll get my prize. On the banks of Old Red River, under cottonwood I find. Digging me a hole, but it ain't mine. Digging me a hole, but it ain't mine. Filling up this hole, but it ain't mine.
And that's that one. Digging me a hole, but it ain't mine. That's right. That's what they said. I know that I shouldn't be this excited about something that I created, and that might be a little narcissistic, but I don't care. I am very satisfied with that. I'm very happy with the lyrics on that one. The music, everything's fine too. Everything else is fine too. I'm very satisfied with the story. So here's the story in its entirety before we move on to the Russia. By the way, that's how I made all those sounds in that. I recorded just my chair just like making all these sounds under the weight of me. But thank you so much. Thank you so much. Oh yeah, my girl, she the one, man. Gosh, yeah, good Lord. She sounds so good. I'm just so satisfied with that. I'm content. I can't think of anything. And I listen to it over and over. And that's one thing that I'll do. And one of the main reasons that when I do something for just myself, I like to be the one to record it. Just because I'll listen to something and be like, oh, I would have done this differently. And now I like... I'm a one take kind of guy, and that's what I was saying earlier, is I really just like to try to do something in one take. And granted, the lead vocals in that one is mostly one take. I did redo the first verse. I redid the first verse once, but everything else is the first take. Just the first verse I needed to redo, and I redid the first chorus. And the first verse, and everything else, I just said it and forget it. Yeah. Like, damn, I need to eat something. I'm burping hunger burps. But yeah, I like to just set it and let it be. Just if I sit there and just try to make everything perfect, and I even realized last night that I was gonna record some oohs and ahs, like some harmonic, some stuff like that. But I was just like, you know, I don't think it needs it. And I had the idea that I wanted to I didn't want to overwork it, Abby. But I went and found some sound effects for some shovel digging and threw that in there. And there obviously has to be a storm in it because I love the rain, first off. And another just a producer trick that I've used is if there's ever anything in the background that, because I like to record in a comfortable setting, which is where I always am. And just having just a rainstorm in the back that can maybe hide some of the other sounds of things. And then I'm a big horror movie guy. I like horror movie sounds. I mean, that's how I usually open the shows, is just the scary sound before the song starts. I just like weird sounds like that. So I wanted to try to incorporate a lot of that stuff, but Yeah, like I said, I started at like 11:30 last night preparing to do that, and I finished it up. I think I published it a little after 2. Maybe, yeah, a little after 2. And, yeah, I just didn't want, I wanted to leave it, like, let it, get it to where I've listened through it maybe 4 or 5 times in its entirety. And as I went, every time I would change something, I would, or not change something, but like trim something or cut something out or fade volume out or something and hear something that needed to be fixed. And I would fix it that, like I said, there was one part. I know that you guys don't need to know this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. But there was one part where, the vocals just sounded too loud in the chorus and it peaked in my headphones. And I was like, I didn't like the way that sounded. So I redid that chorus and, I screwed up the timing in the first one. Let it marinate. That's right. But I'm not going to bore you with any more of that random ass producer talk because it's honestly boring unless you're a musician, which in that case, by all means, if you're a musician, you know me probably. So just ask me about it. I'd be happy to talk to you. And if you're a musician, no, I'm not going to say that. Anyway, so now that we've gotten all that out of the way, and you do know that in YouTube, in the description for episode number 154, which you're listening to right now, you can download, you can find links to download all the songs, and I would certainly appreciate it if you did. I don't make a lot of money off of these downloads, but I do make something. So please, that is the first thing that I have ever released for myself with my name on it that I can artistically receive money for since I released my very first debut CD however many years ago it's been, because most CDs that I released after that, I just kind of gave them away because they were just burned CDs. This is the first thing with my name on it that I can receive money for creating art-wise in 12 years. So please, please do that. So now that we're all caught up on that, how many of you guys, and I'm one of them, how many of you guys downloaded the Face app? How many of you guys downloaded it and used it and are terrified now that the Russians have all of your pictures? How many of you guys are out there worried about that? Answer this question to yourselves. Because I had this thought, and I've used the app. Yeah, that would be awesome, Liz. Once again, shout out to Jamie Deluxe. Shout out to Jamie Deluxe for making the new art for the feed here. Appreciate you, brother Jamie. So this Face app thing, I did use it. I mean, here's the thing: everybody is freaking out over this thing because Russia's the new devil. And don't quote me on this, guys. I know I have listeners in Russia, and I love you guys. So please don't like cut this thing up and make snippets of what I'm saying. But you know, Russia is the new devil. Russia is the new thing that you should fear. Russia is the new evil entity in the world that's trying to, the new boogeyman that's trying to take all of our stuff. And it's just so funny because Pokemon Go was a huge deal, and it was created by Japanese corporations or Chinese. I'm not sure, and I'm sorry if I'm assuming wrong, but I'm pretty sure that it's just Japanese companies that created that game where you're literally walking around videotaping where you are. The same with this new Harry Potter game that everybody is freaking out over. And everybody loves, and I mean freaking out in a good way, and everybody loved Pokemon Go because, oh, it gets people out of the house, you know, it gets you moving around. And the same with this Harry Potter thing, where it's literally you're playing this game and you're just having to film your entire, you know, house and where you your living space, or if you're playing at work, your entire workspace. And when you, in the same with Pokemon Go, and there's just so many of these things that people have let slip through the cracks that do the same thing that this face app does. Here's the thing. Are we really concerned with the fact that Russia or some corporation that is based out of Russia has our pictures and our selfies? Who cares? If you put those things on, if you have those things in your phone, there's a way to get them. I mean, if you have those things in your phone, anybody with the right sort of computer mentality can figure out how to get those things off of your phone if they're uploaded to anything that can be like airdropped or anything like that. You know what I mean? Like anything that can go like that. Like, who really cares? I'm with you, Liz. I'm more worried about us. Like, we have these Alexas and we have these iPhones and we have every single cell phone that you have is, I'm going to go out on a limb and say 99% of the time listening to you 100% of the time, and every single thing that you do with it, everything on that camera, the entire, your camera on your phone, your cameras on your computers, the cameras everywhere you go, those cameras in your houses, any of those can be accessed at any given time by somebody. And I don't give a shit who you are. That's a fact. All of those things, all of those Facebook portals, what do you call them? The Alexa Dot or the Echo or all of that stuff. All of that stuff's constantly listening, constantly watching. But we're worried about an app right now that is created by Russians. But why are we worried about that? Because it's Russia. That's why we're worried about that. Not me. I got a little shower curtain that'll hang my phone on the outside so I can watch The King and the Sting. That's what I was watching a while ago. No, I'll do that. I'll put my phone right there in the shower. I don't give a shit. Watch me. I don't give a shit. You know what? I've been living my life ever since I got obsessed with Adam Sandler when I was a kid, when Billy Madison came out, and I decided I wanted to be an actor when I was a kid. I lived my entire life like I'm being recorded and watched all the time anyway. I don't care. And you know, I used to be the guy who taped my phone. I used to be the guy who would tape over my camera on my phone. And I got to the point where I was like, I don't care. Like, what am I trying to hide? What up, Ghost? I just don't think that it's that big of a deal. I don't think Are they going to take us over with selfies? Are they going to take us down? Listen, I've seen most of y'all out there. Everybody's like, and I think the biggest qualm that people have is that Russia's going to be using these selfies out there to like make money off of or to monetize or something in a way. But I mean, are you serious? I mean, you know, one thing I'll say about the face app is,
well, safer than a tube sock.
I mean, what more do you want? You know, I don't know. I think that it's not like we're downloading that app and then all of a sudden it's like, you know, we're getting shot at or anything like that. You know, it's, you know, or nothing bad's gonna be happening or anything like that. We're not gonna open it up and then all of a sudden here comes one of those giant Russian bears. He's going to come and get us, and then we're going to be all ruined and everything like that. It's not going to be anything like that. It's literally that people are finally getting to the point. Oh, is that what's happening? Here's a thought in real time. Are people just now realizing what's in all of those agreements that everybody just clicks agree to? I mean, yeah, all this time, you know, she got that stuff. She got that stuff on lock, Ghost. You got to be careful with that. Anybody with a good computer mind knows how to hack anything. They can hack any stuff. Maybe somebody can hack into my camera right now and watch this feed live or watch what I'm doing anytime. And you know what? I don't give a shit. Watch me. Who cares? Y'all fucked up. When I was a kid, y'all put Big Brother on television to where everybody was being filmed all the time when I was a younger kid. And then, not a younger kid, like I was a little older by that. But then I'd already had in my mind, you know, Billy Madison, like Ace Ventura. I was all into that stuff. I wanted to be an actor. Blackmail info, cool. What are they going to blackmail me into? I don't give a shit. Release what you got. I don't give a shit. Release what you got. It's like, and like, that's the only thing that I, only thing I worry about with hacking and stuff like that is if there is a way for somebody to put something that you shouldn't have on your computer from elsewhere. And honestly, we should all try to figure out a way if that is, because I'm sure that's possible. But a way to, like, be able to source exactly where something comes from, like, or to have a filter, like, if anything tries to enter your, you know, like, tries to come onto your computer from elsewhere, that it'll be tagged as, you know, as such. Like, this is uploaded from an external source or whatever fucking have you. I don't know. But something random like that. But still, who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? Like, watch me. What am I doing? I mean, if you want to sit here and watch me play games on my phone or scroll through social media while I'm watching Kill Tony for I don't know how many months now on YouTube, or reruns of Parks and Rec or random television shows on Netflix before that, if you want to watch me do all that shit, by all means, sure, it's interesting. Why not? I'm an interesting motherfucker, I reckon. Watch me. Who cares? When I'm picking my nose, when I'm scratching that spot on the underside of your well, you get it. Watch me. Oh yeah, 100%. But yeah, like, I just think the uproar over this right now is a little unnecessary, just because that's how news stations spin things. The trick is what I would usually do, and haven't done it in a while, but when I would just see a ridiculous news story that we shouldn't be concerned with being pushed around, I try to look and deep dive into shit to find out what's actually going on, because 9 times out of 10 we're being distracted from something bigger. And if that something bigger is something that's worth them distracting us from, then that concerns me. And I don't know what the and only other things that I can find out that's going on right now is the fact that Epstein is being charged and arrested. And what happened today? He let's see what this said. He hold on a second. Let me find this. Let me find this notification. Sorry. Jeffrey Epstein denied bail, will remain jailed pending trial on sex trafficking charges. So he denied bail. I mean, this is the only other thing that's going on that I can imagine that they're trying to keep people from looking at. And just the whole thing that people, and I'm not, but I've just seen a lot of people posting stuff about Jeffrey Epstein and Trump being friends and stuff like that. And I'm like, just once you get to a certain stature, it'd be impossible to not find pictures of somebody together in the same place. And I think to go out on to go out and stretch as far to say that they were friends, I don't know that. I don't know the people. How do I know? All you know is what you're told. And to be frankly, to be quite honest, I don't trust a lot of what I'm told. So who knows? But the one thing that's for certain is that we don't really need to be worried about Russia slipping in a slippery line into a terms and agreement that they can use our pictures for something. Then we don't really need to worry about that. Just because it's slimy doesn't mean that it's wrong or illegal. Like that, but there's something that's going on right now that people are trying to distract us with this Russia story from, or distract us from with this Russia story. That's the way to say it. But, oh yeah, 100%, Abby, you're right. But yeah, I just, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I had one of my friends. It's been in the paper, I can say it. One of my friends murdered his wife down the road from here, and like was caught and arrested and is in jail right now for that. And it was pretty gruesome how it was done. And that doesn't make me, you know, that doesn't make me that kind of a person. I mean, that doesn't make me like him. You know what I mean? Like, just that argument is invalid because of that alone. You know, just understanding that just because somebody that you're associated with does something bad does not make you a bad person. We've all got shit friends, don't we? Don't we all have shit people that we hang out with? We've all got this one person that we're thinking about, you know? We've all got people in our group of friends who is just like, like, dude, that person, that we love them. Like, God, we love them, but shit, why are they like that? You know, we've got some of those people that are like that. And I mean, how do you know? Like, that's not exactly the kind of thing that people would advertise, I don't think. You know, that's sort of like, especially to somebody that's, maybe not, maybe, I don't know, because I've never been in that situation before. I've never been to the point where I'm like, I need to keep this thing that I do a secret from all of my friends. Like, I don't have any secrets. Like, everybody knows something. Like somebody in the world knows everything that I do. Like, they might all not know. But, and plus, I'm pretty transparent even on here. Like, I'm pretty honest about my shit. You know, I'm pretty honest about everything I've done and I've had going on in my life. And I mean, my family listens to this stuff, but I just, that means more to me to be honest and be real so that people actually know who I am rather than be this character that I always try to be. And sometimes I have to play the character, but I know how well enough for when I have to play that person, but that shit doesn't fly all the time. And I can't be that person all the time. Like, every now and again, I have to shut all that stuff down and be completely, you know, be completely unfiltered me, which once I turn the camera on and talk for however long we've been talking, what is it now, like 49 minutes? Apparently that's when this guy shows up. Excuse me. Let's see. Oh, I hear you. I hate politics too, Abby. I'm just not a fan. Just didn't do it for me. I just, yeah. You do have a good sense of humor, Liz. But walking, talking sexual health. Oh yeah, 100%. Like we've all got those shit friends, Ghost. We've all got people that are just slimy people, and you know they are. But shit, they're just you can't like exactly cut people off. I mean, well, I guess you can. I've done that. I've cut people off for less than that, but I guess it would just depend on. I don't know. That's a sticky subject right there. But like I said, we all have those friends that are just, we've been friends forever, and it's like a frog in a pot of boiling water. It takes you hanging out with some different people to say, hey, that guy's really fucked up. Like, you know, then they'd be like, oh, I know, it's just how he is. And they're like, yeah, well, that's fucked up. Like, just so you know, we've all got those friends. But anyway, I do too, Abby, about the hating politics. I hate the fact that it's football now. It's like a sports team. It's like, this is my team, and I'm going to pull for my team and only my team. And if you don't like my team, then you're a piece of shit, and you're what's wrong with the country. And both sides are saying the exact same thing. And I've said it I don't know how many times. The far right and the far left are the same person. I will say that again to you, whoever might be the far right or the far left. You are the same person as the thing you hate. And whether or not you see that or not, it's true. If you're far right or you're far left, you're the same thing. You are what you hate. You are what you don't want to become. You're already that. So I have no problem in the world with people who lean right, people who lean left. I have no problem with that. But if you are, well, this is how it is. When I go to vote, I hit Republican. Or when I go to vote, I hit Democrat all the way down. That's dumb. Because, one, you don't know what all of those people believe in. And I'm middle of the road, Liz. I'm 100% middle of the road. I don't fall on either side of that. I told one of my friends the other day that I'm a conservative libertarian, and just the word conservative coming out was a problem. And I was like, no, you know, just like tying that word to this other word does change what it means. You know, it does change the. It does change what it means. Like, I believe that, you know, you guys know how I feel about abortion. I've talked about that. I'm not going to go down that road. But you guys, we've had that conversation on Twitter and on here. You guys know how I feel about that. That's not conservative. You guys know how I feel about drug laws and marijuana laws and things like that. Totally not conservative. And the same thing with, I mean, the only thing that I feel like is only thing I'm conservative about is money. Like, I just think that the money shouldn't be spent stupidly for the nation. You know, that's the only thing that I'm really conservative about. Other than that, I'm libertarian AF, man. I just don't think that we need as much government as we have. I don't know that it does as much good as it does harm for us, you know, as a people. And I believe that all the texts that went to protect the citizens from the government are sort of being, you know, shuffled around at the point, you know. Oh, 100%, Ghost. Like, you can't. That's what being an actual American is making your own decisions and deciding for yourself, and not just saying, you know, okay, well, I'm, you know, you can paint me this color and that's it. That's it for me. That's the way to go for me. But, and that's the thing. But it shouldn't mean, if it meant your friendship, you'd give it all up today. And that's a sweet thing to say, but it shouldn't mean that. As your friend, I shouldn't make you feel like you need to give up that part of you. You know, just that's not, you know, I shouldn't make you feel like you should have to give up that part of yourself. And that's wrong. People who want to tell other folks how they should do that, they should do this thing because they do it without like actual reasoning and without. See, this is the thing. Like, people could be living their lives in a completely safe and happy manner. They're a cornerstone of their community, and they do everything the right way. And they just so happen to be a Democrat, and their Republican friend wants to come in and make them a Republican, or vice versa. They're a Republican, and their Democratic friend wants to come in and switch them to the other side just because they feel like they're wrong about that one thing that they do. And that should not define anybody. It just shouldn't define anybody. Friends to the end, all of us, we are. But yeah, you shouldn't be defined by that. You shouldn't be defined by your religion, your politics, your race, your ethnicity, and all of these things. Like your history, your race's history. You shouldn't be defined by that. People shouldn't be defined by that. People should all start with a clean slate. Everybody should be given the benefit of the doubt to start with. Anytime that the benefit of the doubt goes out the window, it's always going to be a problem. Always going to be a problem. All right, Ghost, appreciate you stopping by. I'm actually getting out of here in a second, too. I wanted to keep this on around an hour. I don't have much time. I've only got about an hour and a half, and I got this new pedal that the... By the way, any musicians out there, this is not a sponsorship at all. But speaking of sponsorship, screwballwhiskey.com. I hadn't said that at all in the studio or in the podcast yet. In the intro, I did. Go to screwballwhiskey.com, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow's stories begin right here. Screwball Whiskey, S-K-R-E-W, ballwhiskey.com. Yeah, just... Shit, what was I just saying before? Oh, yeah, it's not a sponsorship at all. But AmericanMusicalSupply.com, I went to this place and I needed a pedal for my acoustic show, a loop pedal that I had before that I wanted to get another one. And they did this really cool payment plan, and there's no credit check for that one. And there's like... There's no credit check for a couple of the payment plans, and I did the no credit check payment plan and got this pedal that I really needed, and they sent it to me in 2 days after I ordered it on the payment plan. No questions asked. Super cool. Then I went and ordered Liz, love you, mean it. I appreciate that. Please do that. Thanks for hanging out. I needed another pedal for my electric project. Seth Funderburk, my friend who I'm going to try to get on a podcast one day. He's a musical genius in his mind. He just knows so much music, so much shit about great music. He worked at a record store back in the day, so you know what those heads are like. But he told me the thing that I needed, and I was like, man, it's a little expensive. I can't really afford to buy it. But I went back to American Musical Supply, and just random was like, shit, you know what? I'm going to try to go for one of these super low monthly payment plans with the credit check. You know, just do that, and signed up, and they ran my credit. And I got this really super nice pedal that I've needed for my electric guitar rig for a really long time, for like $40 a month for 8 months. It's only $40 a month, so I mean, shit, I can't not do that when I need it. But I also probably shouldn't be racking up monthly charges, but these are things that I need, man. And now I have it forever. Never have to buy it again. You know, ever since I stopped doing drugs, I realized that maybe my addiction is just spending money. Maybe that's my addiction. I bought this pedal. this mattress, this computer, and these two pedals. I mean, just racking up dollars. See, I'm that honest with people on this podcast right there. I'm not worried about people trying to look at my damn pictures. I don't even talk about the one thing that bothers me the most about me, which is that, like my spending and my overeating. And I'm looking at random McDonald's cup that's sitting there from a bad decision last night. Like, it used to be I would wake up and I would walk out and I would just see a plate sitting on the bar, empty plate, where I did hundreds of dollars of cocaine the night before and be disappointed in myself and just like, man, I really need to get my shit together. And now it's just, instead of a plate of empty plate where it housed cocaine once, it's a McDonald's cup. Or I'm like, shit, I really need to get my shit together. It's a McDonald's cup and a pedal in the floor that I've added on for my $40 to my monthly costs, which is already pretty high. But it's just shit that I needed. Shit that I needed to make my life easier, you know? Now, instead of taking my entire amp and all the other pedals I would need, I just take this modulator that I've got, and it saves me time, which inevitably saves me money, because time is money. So, yeah. TMI, right, guys? Too much information? Forgive me. So anyway.
And one time at band camp?
You know how it goes. You know where it goes from there. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate you listening. In case you skated by this part in the intro, I like to do that sometimes on podcasts that I listen to. I want to invite you to please go to mistuffpodcast.com. And check out the website. I've been doing a lot of new work to it. I actually added in the about section is now the about/music section. And there are links to the downloads. There's also links to the download, the new singles in the description of the YouTube video as well. MIStuffPodcast, once again, .com. Please go there, MIStuffPodcast.com or KelseyHudgens.com. And check out all the links there. There's social media is on the front page for the podcast. Social media on the blog page is for me personally. And I also think that social media on the about and the music page are also for me personally. So go check all the social media links there if you want to follow me on there. That's how you do it. MIStuffPodcast.com. Or at Kelsey Hudgens on all the fronts except for Instagram, which is at Yonder Wizard, and at MI Stuff Podcast on all the other fronts. So that's how you can find social media. Please download the new singles. I would certainly appreciate it if you would take a second to do that. And it's only a dollar on iTunes or Google Play, and I don't get much of that dollar. But I'd get more of it if you'd purchase it, and I appreciate it if you do that. So please do that. Share it around. Artwork done by Tyler Brown on both of those singles. Appreciate Brother Tyler Brown for doing that. I realized that I didn't put the Tyler Brown artwork on the screen when I had the chance. So while I am doing this outro right here and this music is wearing thin, I'm gonna try real quick to drop this in here real fast. Oh man. There we go. Uh-oh. I just moved it off the screen and I can't get to it now. There it is. Tyler Brown made this art right here for the Innate Mind. And it's pretty badass. And I'm very excited about it. I'm very happy with how it turned out. So that art is up in the top of the YouTube video right now in the top corner. appreciate you, Brother Tyler, for doing that. And yeah, so there's that. All right, what else do we got? Maybe doing a podcast coming up in the next couple of weeks, maybe Sunday, maybe next Sunday, with Tommy Tipton and Craig Kiefer. There's a new studio in Pawleys Island, South Carolina, and maybe one of the times in which we will be going live from outside of the Screwball Studios, and I'll be going down there to pretty much do a tour of the studio that he has just built. So I'm waiting to hear back from Brother Tommy to see if that's going to be a thing, but if it is, then that's where you'll be expecting that next, either this Sunday or next Sunday. So either way, I'll be posting it as I get the information. All right, guys, I'm gonna go ahead and get out of here. I know the song's already ended, so there's that. I love you. I mean it. In a world full of shitty people, don't be one of those people. Be a good person. Peace, bitches.